you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We have the dog days of summer for professional sports. I don't think we have that, though, for youth sports. Not here in the Castle Country. The youth do a great job of keeping sports relevant throughout the summer. However, high school sports, that is over for the next couple of months. Yesterday, we talked to Coach John Famalo with the Emory Spartan football team. I got the itch for high school football, but we're still just about 2 months away from really diving in deep in the high school football season. But I'll tell you, once you get to the summer, you realize that sports is year-round. I mean, the particular season is year-round, and there are also some great topics with realignment that we are going to talk about right now with our next guest. Garbin High School Athletic Director and Girls Basketball Coach Ted Bianco joining us over the phone right now. Coach, always good to get you on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. Things have settled down a little bit now as we have moved into the month of June. High school, you know, it's over. The school year is over. It went by in a hurry. All in all, how did the spring season go for Garbin High School?
I felt like our athletes and our coaches in the spring, they did a tremendous job with their kids. Our track team, you know, they had a great showing at the state tournament. They did well at region, and they won a few meets as the year went on, especially our girls team. They were tremendous this year. Our baseball team really came on strong at the state tournament and did really well in a few of their games there, and beating Morgan and then turning around and beating Stansbury. Our softball team did well. They beat Desert Hills in their first game at the state site, and had a fairly close game with Stansbury the next day. Ended up losing by, I think, a couple of runs. Our tennis team, we had one of our athletes that got to participate at the state tournament, which was exciting to see, and they came a long way this year also. They had quite a few matches where they had some success and actually had some kids do well there, so I was really proud of our tennis team. And then our boys soccer team, they had a good year. They ended up having to go to Park City, which is probably not the best place to have to go for a first round state playoff game, but the score, we ended up, I believe, losing that 8-0, but the score wasn't necessarily indicative of how the kids had played. They had several shots there in the first half that were really close to going in. So, like I said, I'm really proud of our kids this summer or this spring and how well they performed. Our girls' golf team, as young as they were, they came on really strong towards the end of the season, and I thought Kendi did a really good job with those girls also. So overall, I felt like we had a very good spring season.
You mentioned softball, Coach, and there was a lot of turmoil, maybe, I guess. I mean, there were some issues that popped up with the softball team early on in the year. I thought that those girls, especially the young girls on that team, performed beautifully. And I don't think it's something that can be overlooked. I think Coach Williams did a terrific job with that group and looking at how far they went. I mean, it's been a while since we've had a team go that far in softball.
Well, and they did. I thought they did a great job. The girls played hard with one another, and it was fun to watch them grow as the season went along. As you mentioned, there was some turmoil earlier in the year, and they overcame that, and they did a great job.
It's always fun to look at a sport that can grow, Coach, and I've viewed soccer as that sport now for a little while. I mean, not only here locally, but I mean throughout the entire country, you've seen numbers just increase, it seems like yearly, with soccer over the last little while. In your mind, is there a particular sport in the spring season that maybe took that next step? You started seeing more participation than usual?
I think all of our spring sports, with the exception of tennis and golf, probably had a large number of kids try out. Tennis and golf being individual sports, usually we don't have as many kids try out for those two sports. We don't have a community tennis program, which could be helpful for our program if that would occur. And I think junior golf is actually going to start. You're going to see more and more kids come out for golf because of the junior golf program that's going on at the junior highs. Track of all of our sports has probably seen the biggest jump in numbers over the last 2 years, and it's showing as they've gone and competed in their results.
What do you contribute to that?
I think track has a culture of kids that anybody can do track if you like to run or throw, and I think it's a good sport for kids that maybe aren't tall enough to go play basketball or big enough to go play football, but they can come out and they can compete if they're good at running or if they're good at throwing, and it's actually really helped our track program to have those kids come out and do the things that they've been doing. So, Coach Jukes and his staff have done an excellent job in encouraging kids to come out and participate, which has really helped them to be more competitive at the track meets that they go to.
Again, our guest right now was Ted Bianco, the athletic director and girls basketball coach at Carbon High Schools. We talk about the 2017 athletic season. We did talk to Coach Jukes about 2 weeks ago as the season came to an end, and we talked about the numbers. I think he said he had close to 90-something kids come out for track, which, again, is a tremendous number. And that's what track and field is all about, depth. I mean, you see a lot of depth scoring, and that's how you win in that particular sport. Now, one thing that will help Carbon High next year, Coach, is they stay 3A. Carbon, you guys will stay 3A. However, it's a better fit. You go from being one of the smaller 3A schools to one of the larger 3A schools.
Well, and I think I'm not of the belief that size matters as far as numbers in your school goes as how well you compete in the classification that you're in. It's getting the athletes out to compete in the different sports. It's been our biggest issue over the years. Whether we're the biggest team in 3A or the smallest team in 3A, we still have to compete against those other schools. And in order for us to have success in this new realignment, we're still going to have our athletes come out and participate in all sports. We're kind of into a situation right now with a lot of our sports where kids, they want to play one or two sports and that's it. They just want to play one sport. And we're too small to do that. We're way too small to just jump into one particular activity with our best athletes. Our best athletes need to be involved in as many sports as we can get them involved in. And when it comes to that, kids have a tendency to, and their parents have a tendency to misunderstand how colleges recruit kids. Yeah, if you're good enough to participate in the sport at the college level, they're going to recruit you. But if you focus on that one sport, when you leave high school and go on to the next level, sometimes you've reached your peak, and there's no room for improvement. Whereas if you're participating in other sports, you still have that chance to improve when you move on to the next level. And I think it's a misnomer that kids should only play one sport. And to me, it makes no sense. You only get to be in high school one time. You should go out and participate in as many things as you can and have as much fun as you can.
That's always a difficult topic as well, because you do have a lot of sports. Like right now, I know there's multiple camps going on. How can coaches kind of unite and help that cause? I mean, because again, to get the athlete out, you have to have it involves every coach at the school, right? But it's not something that one kid can do on his own. It takes a collective effort from coaches.
I think the biggest thing is most of our coaches work really well together in sharing athletes. For example, this week the volleyball team has started their camp, and we start our girls' basketball camp this week also. So we're running our basketball camp later in the day, and the volleyball team is running their camp earlier in the day. So those kids that want to do both can. I don't think the problem is so much with our high school's coaches working together and getting kids to play multiple sports. Sometimes it has to do with the youth programs and the travel teams. Mm-hmm. We have a number of kids that leave the area to go play on travel teams around the state or even out of state. And sometimes that just takes them away from opportunities that they have to grow and have fun with their classmates at Carbon High School. And to me, I know times have changed and I know things are important, but you need to experience as much as you can so that you can be the best athlete that you can be.
You've been around for a long time, Coach. Has it always been this difficult with traveling teams, or when did you start to notice the biggest change in that regard?
I think the last 20 years or so, 20, 25 years, there's been a huge growth in travel teams and those types of things. And don't get me wrong, those aren't bad things. I think kids need to experience that because they get a chance to see things that they normally wouldn't see just in their high school sports. But there also needs to be a happy medium there where, you know, if they're involved in a high school sport, then that's their number one priority until the next thing comes along. And I think we've kind of lost that focus. The school the things that the school offers doesn't seem to be as important anymore as it used to be.
Coach, we'll move on and talk about Superintendent Steve Carlson. It was recently announced that he'd be taking a job in Box Elder. We had Superintendent Carlson in about a week and a half ago, and he talked about just how dear Carbon County is to him. I think he's done a tremendous job as a superintendent. In fact, I have not met anybody who has anything negative to say about Mr. Carlson. How does him leaving this area affect Carbon High School, specifically the athletics program?
Well, he's been a very strong supporter of Carbon High Athletics, and he's been a champion for that over his six-year tenure in our district. And it's kind of been refreshing to see someone that comes in that wants to have a strong academic program in our district, as well as strong extracurricular activities. He's been a huge champion of our music program at the high school, and he's brought a lot of enthusiasm and things like that to a lot of our extracurricular programs. And anything that you need, you could always go to him, and he would be very supportive of those types of ideas. So, absolutely, we're going to miss Mr. Carlson. He's been an awesome leader in our district, and someone that has been a huge breath of fresh air. I just hope that whomever they choose to take his place has a lot of the same ideas, where it's the education of the entire child, not just the academic part of it. I think we do a very good job of stressing academics in our district. We have some of the best teachers around. But we also need to understand that kids, there's more to life than being in a classroom. And they can learn a whole lot from the extracurricular activities that they're involved in, whether that may be drama, debate, playing football or basketball, or being on the debate team. There's so many different things that can be learned that just doesn't come out of a math class or an English class.
Lastly, before I let you go, Coach, I do know we have a new volleyball coach. Outside of that, anything else changing?
Yes, Julia Chattel will be our new volleyball coach. She was an assistant with Kristen Johnson last couple of years, and she'll be taking over the volleyball program. As far as any of our other sports go, as of right now, there are no changes. We have a very good coaching staff coming back again next year, and we're really excited about the upcoming year. Every year brings new kids and new programs and new things that we have to try and go out and conquer. And this new region that we're going to be in is going to be no different. So we're really excited about the coming year.
Coach, again, a pleasure. Thank you very much for the time, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Again, Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Dinos. He's the athletic director at Carbon High School, talking about the realignment and some other topics that I think have quite a bit of relevancy as far as the local sports scene goes. Great stuff from Coach Bianco. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.